Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Okay. So, the book of Luke is the, if you want to understand the discipleship structure or teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, you need to read the book of Luke. And this is what I'm telling you now is very, very, is very, very important. The book of Luke. If you want to know what Jesus really taught about how a Christian should live his life, you need to read the book of Luke. For instance, before we read these first 14 verses, in that same Luke chapter 14, I want you to look at... let's go to Luke 17. I want to show you something. Luke chapter 17 and verse... Verse 26, 27, 28. Let's just read this one very quickly. 26, 27, 28. As it was, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Now, this is my own meditation for today, but I'm just giving this to you. They did eat, and they what? And then what? People were getting married until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Go to the next verse. Likewise, now also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank. I want you to see the characteristics of a generation that will perish. The things that they will be doing will not necessarily be bad things. Now, there are some bad things they did, though, but not this one. Because, look at them. They eat. They drank. They were buying and selling. The people were expanding their business. People were getting blessed. Now, this is Jesus talking, so you have to be very careful before you hang me now that I'm just a messenger here. They bought and sold. How many of you don't... You have businesses and you want the business to shut down. You don't want... Do you want your business to grow? Okay, look at what Jesus said. He said before... That just like the day of Lot. They sold, they planted. People even started building houses. Go to the next verse. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed everybody. So many times there will be one man that God will raise in every generation as a judgment to that generation. When people are saying, it's not possible to live a righteous life. God, you see, in that location where people are saying nobody can be righteous, God will now raise a young man. And that man will live a righteous life, and that will be the judgment upon that generation. Where you are saying, it's not possible to be a young lady now and live a righteous life. God will now raise a lady who works in Chevron, Access Bank, GT Bank, somewhere. And the lady will remain righteous. But the reason why God will raise her is so that she can rise as a judgment. So that the day you stand and say, it was because I was in Potiphar's house, God will say, go and call Joseph. I will not say anything, but go and call Joseph. Repeat what you said in front of Joseph. So I will come back to this one, but this is what I wanted to preach, but I will not preach it because it will spoil your mind. So I want you to be happy today, but I will come back. The day I will preach this one, I will serve food. Everybody will eat before I start so that at least you will be happy. You know, so you can't even say at least he gave us food before, but on a lighter note. But I want to encourage you, please, In fact, maybe we should all read the book of Luke. And anywhere Jesus makes a statement, I want you to mark it. Because, do you know that in 1999, when we moved to Democratic Rule, that was when we started using GSM. Nokia 3310. It was a serious matter. SIM card was 50,000. Some bought it for 35. I used the last money I had when I was graduating from university to buy SIM card, not phone. SIM card. That SIM card, see the way I held it as I traveled back to my village. At least I have SIM card. The God that brought the SIM card will bring the phone. That was a testimony. Some of you just buy SIM cards. Buying of SIM card was a testimony. Most people in the church do not even have anything. So when you say, God bless you, don't worry, very soon. Hallelujah. Very soon. You get there. That was the proof I had that I will make it in life. SIM card. I'm not joking. But do you know that when we were here celebrating SIM card, the United States, UK, they were already in that reality. Years before 99. Do you agree with me? The reason why I told you this short story about my SIM card is because no matter the adventure or no matter the civilization we are seeing now on earth, no matter the development we are seeing from Google, Elon Musk, and all those things. Some of you saw my post today where a scientist said, it's still on my status, that in 5 years' time, they will perfect the ability, time travel ability for man to go back into the past. Okay, go and check my status. It's an article, but it's science-based. So they are working on why you are here waiting for the next iPhone. Some people are in the lab, perfecting how, if you want to see your great-grandfather, let me even see that useless man that impregnated my great-grandmother and left me. And left her. You can travel back in time. And you say, okay, see his nose is even like my own. Okay, I forgive you. So, what I'm saying, no matter the advancement that we see and we are celebrating, that advancement is still below what everyone is experiencing. So, they are not moved by your iPhone 16. They are not moved by all those things we see and we use it like, you just go there, you want to impress Fumi because you have one iPhone and whatever. When in heaven, they do telekinetic communication. They talk without using mouth. They use mind, their minds to communicate. And some of you say, is it possible? Haven't you been thinking about a song? And then somebody beside you started singing the song. So that's what we are. That's how they talk in heaven. That's 6G. This one is 2G. So I'm trying to explain to you that when some people think that, the reason why they cannot serve God is because of this or that. That thing you are using as an excuse is an old, it's like you are living in the village while in the heavens they are living in Dubai. There's a civilization in the heaven that is above all those things. So don't be distracted. And don't let anything you are seeing now distract you from living your life for Jesus. Let's read Luke chapter 14 very quickly, first 14 verses. And it came to pass as he went into the house of one of the chief priests to eat bread on the Sabbath day that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. I'm going to talk about this one. Go ahead. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And answered them, saying, anytime the Lord Jesus asks you a question and you refuse to answer, that means it's time for teaching. So he now wants to teach them. He knows that they are hypocrites. So he wants to teach them now. And this teaching is because of the question they did not answer. So I will come back to this. He said, which of you shall have an ass or an ox falling into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day. Are you supposed to walk on the Sabbath day? According to the Jewish law, you are not supposed to walk. So even if your sheep falls into the gutter, just leave him there till tomorrow. So you'll be going to church, you find many sheep in the gutter, waiting for their owner to come and claim them the next day. If your tractor breaks down, just leave it. If you are going to church, $100,000 fell from your pocket into the gutter, just leave it there. I'm going to serve God. What God was teaching them is that when it has to do with my worship, nothing must be important. Leave it. Forget about what we do now. But it's okay. And they could not answer him again. You see, they still did not answer him. Go ahead, verse 7. And he put forth a parable to those who were bidding, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidding of any man to a wedding, sit not thou in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidding of thee. And he that bade thee, that's he that invited you, and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidding, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends. Now, this is Jesus speaking here. Nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made to thee. But when thou makest a feast, who do you call? He said, call the poor, call the maimed, call the lame and the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. For they cannot recompense you, they can't pay you back. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now, this is our Bible reading for today. Isn't this a wonderful passage? Imagine that we had read this in a new international version or simpler versions. You just enjoy it. So why are you not reading the book of Luke? Now, this is Jesus talking. So let's look at what he said. Back to verse 1. Now, in this particular first episode, it was on the Sabbath day, and it was at the house of one of the chief priests. And while he was there, the Bible says they were watching him. You see, there's something to watch about Jesus. Because when you look at him, Jesus doesn't throw himself around the way most, he knows what he carries. You understand? So he doesn't have to impress. He just comes, he sits. They are watching. Will he wash his hands? What will he say? Is he smiling? They are watching him. They want to decode this mystery. And they had an opportunity came up, shortly after that. So a man came up that the Bible says in verse 2 had the dropsy. Now I was looking up that disease online. Do you know what a dropsy is? Let me describe very briefly what that disease is. So I have it here. I was just looking at it online. That dropsy is an old term for what we call edema. There's a condition called edema, but E-D-E-M-A. Not edema. Edema. It refers to an abnormal accumulation of fluid in the body's tissues. This condition is not a disease in itself, but rather this a symptom of a bigger problem. So what are these symptoms? Congestive heart failure. When you have somebody walking around, but his heart has failed, it's just that he's still pumping. Now imagine that you see somebody like that. You just see him, my friend, or you just push him. He falls down and he dies. This man has potentially already has congestive. That means the water is, when he drinks water, the water doesn't go out of his body. It stays inside his body, fills the liver, the heart. It fills all the tissues, and the heart will not be able to function well, so it fails. The heart's inability to pump blood efficiently can cause fluid retention in the legs, the ankles, and abdomen. So when you see such people, their feet will be very big, swollen. Their abdomen, you know, you see some of them, like some men, when you see them, their pictures, they are very protruding belly. It's not that they are eating. They are not eating. It's not food. This is what is causing it. Then their ankles. You also find their ankles swollen. The second thing you should be looking out for when somebody has this kind of disease is that they will have kidney problems. So the kidney will be impaired. The kidney will not work well. So what that means is that it will now lead to a lot of water staying in the body. So I want you to be imagining the kind of man that came to Jesus that day. The man probably came with swollen face, swollen arms, swollen feet. Have you seen some of those people on the road sometimes begging for money? Just come. Now, even if you're a pastor and you see someone like that, won't you tell him, "Oga, go to the hospital"? Because if I pray for you, I'm not sure. Once you see the man, you know he cannot be healed. The situation is severe. This man not only has heart conditions, heart disease, he not only has kidney disease, he also has liver disease. So the liver dysfunction can lead to low levels of albumin, a protein that helps regulate fluid balance, resulting in swelling, especially in the abdomen, known as ascites. So there's also the blood doesn't flow properly in the legs, and this can cause localized swelling. Symptoms of dropsy: swelling in the legs, the feet, hands, shiny skin, stretch or shiny skin over the swollen areas. He has difficulty breathing. Fluid always accumulate in the lungs. So anytime he tries to breathe, the fluid will, you see them, they are always struggling to breathe. So that's his brief summary of the condition that man had. So you can imagine somebody coming and is struggling to breathe on Sabbath day. That was why Jesus asked that question: should we help this man? And the Pharisees could not even pretend. They could not pretend. Then Jesus began to teach and said, "Which of you, which has an ass or an ox that falls into the pit, will you not immediately bring that goat, sheep, ram, chicken? Will you not bring that thing out of the gutter?" Please pay attention again. Which of you, which had? In other words, Jesus was saying, if you lay claim to an animal and say, "This is mine, because of that, I will break the law of God," then Jesus is saying, every man created is created in my image. I claim them so I can break this law to help you. Hallelujah. You are not getting that revelation. I'm telling you why and how God will choose to do something for you, even though people may feel you don't qualify. Isn't God a good God? Hallelujah. Come on, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, so when you read the scripture like this, you need to know that God is claiming you. God is claiming you. God has claimed you. And God is saying, whenever the situation arises, "My daughter, I will break the rules to help you immediately." Because what Jesus was saying, that we not straight away pull him out. Straight away, immediately. We must begin to believe God for immediate answers. Hallelujah. A lot of us pray, but we don't really believe that God can do it now. God says, look, if your pastors can, and your reverence can immediately try to pull out their ram and their goats, or they have a problem on Sunday, they try to solve it immediately, even if it's on Sunday. People, you just notice the choir will be singing. The pastor will not, until he gets confirmation that thing is okay. But Jesus said, even the Lord, because Jesus needed them to understand why he healed that man. The law was very clear. You don't do any work on the Sabbath day. Jesus established that the task of healing the sick was work. So when you come and ask your pastor, so pastor, what do you really do? Oh, I heal. Sit down. Let me read Luke chapter 14 from verse 1 to 4 to you. Let me tell you what I do. So some people may not know the level of work that is involved in being a pastor. Do you know that when you become a pastor, you really cannot prepare so many messages again? You preach on the go. The book you are called to preach or teach from is the book that everybody has. But people expect that you will teach and speak under an anointing. They want to hear that thing and it must make sense to them. Even though they have the book, but there is a reason why even everybody has the book, but we keep coming back to hear it. So God must anoint you, because that thing that you are going to do, every time you stand up and you preach, every time you stand and you lay hands on the sick, God calls it work. It may not be work to some people. You try it for 1 year. Some people have tried to do this work in the flesh and demons flogged them. The sons of Sceva, they were flogged just the first day they started. Others tried to do the work while casting out devils. The demons slapped them. And they moved away from pastoring. And I heard them say, God called me to be church admin. That their own area is not in praying for people. That they like organizing things. They are admin managers. That's their area. Because of one slap, their calling changed. So you need to understand, because we are in a generation where people will come online and tell you that pastors are not working. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is work. That healing the sick is work. And if you think it's not a job, you go and do it. Even the doctors will tell you, we only care. But God heals. Abi now? So they are smart. So if a doctor is that smart, how about? Let those who are online also receive wisdom. Say amen. Amen. They will be wise from today. You will see. They have heard my message now. They will be wise. Hallelujah. Anything that the Lord puts in your hand is work. Are you with me? Anything the Lord puts in your hands is work. Don't go out and tell anybody you are jobless again. You are not. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody now. Let me tell you something. After I was done with my NYC, I didn't work for 4 years. Like, paid, like, serious job. I used to teach in one school. They were paying me 4,000 naira. The 4,000 naira was never complete. Never. There was no month that 4,000 was ever complete. And I was still saving the money. I was saving about 3,000. Yes. Yes. All right. So you come for that class. I will explain to you. So what? Okay. You see, Brapa is the way he's looking at me. How can a man save 3,000 out of 4,000 that is not complete? So it's a wilderness experience. So what I used to do is I used to trek to the office. I know that primary school, you will teach all the subjects. You will teach math. Sometimes you teach them rubbish self. God have mercy on those. I hope those children are okay, Sha, because I don't know. I can't. If you are not okay, I can't help you. I don't know. It's not my area. Hallelujah. Have you ever taught something in a class and you know that? Please, who has done this thing before? John, you thought that you yourself knew that? Oh boy, these children will suffer. They were just any questions. I went to a school, I will not mention the name of that school. I went to do a presentation for them, GSS 3 students. And somebody asked me a question. I didn't know the answer to the question. In front of the principal, I said, just forget about that one now. I just use both faces. I did, my PowerPoint was there, and there was an acronym I used. I was used to the acronym. I forgot the meaning. The person said, sir, please, what is this? It's as if I should take that boy out and throw him away. Why is that the only thing you notice out of everything I said? I just use wisdom. These children are wise. So all this month, I don't carry my bag. I say, that's all. God bless you. You'll be great in life. Before somebody come and ask me, Wuki Delegiwa, I don't know Wuki Delegiwa. Let me just... If the Lord has told you, go and do this thing, I want you to understand that for obedience, there's reward. And God does not reward if there's no work. The Bible says in every labor, there's profit. So which means every instruction, especially if it is the Lord that laid it upon your heart, God considers it work. Please understand. While I was, sitting at home without, presumably a jobless person, I was doing evangelism. And the Lord told me, don't ever tell anybody you don't have a job. For 4 years. 4 years. That was the period people started saying that I'd run mad. Because when I walk on the road, I'm just talking to myself. But I was praying. So I would always talk to myself while praying. Like, just pray. People say, is that not Mommy Shafe's son? Hey. This life. They have caught him. But me, I was praying because I know that if I was not hard on myself, I would lose my fire. So I would trek. I was wearing bedroom slippers to church because I just needed to put myself in that state where I won't lose my fire. If I don't tell you today, will you know? I forget about it. Everything's in phases. And God made me like I never like look like I didn't have a job. My mom was somewhat worried. Me, I wasn't. I wasn't. What do you do? I'm a witness of the gospel. Simple. Please hold this thing. It's very important. Because Satan will try to put you in a corner. Please understand that if God says to you, marry this man. If he's 45 years old and you are 25, it is work. It's a ministry. What other people may feel, including myself, the pastor. No, can't you get someone younger? It's not God's business. It's not, God doesn't care about those things. If it was the Lord that actually said, marry him, they have put your name on the register waiting for you to resume. You will be there on assignment. Being a wife will not be like you are. It's like a ministry. Being a wife is a ministry. Being a husband is a ministry. People don't know this. That's why they get married and they lose their fire. Under normal conditions, we should not encourage that kind of marriage. But I'm telling you, if God says to you, marry him, it is a work. That means there's something he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's look at the next thing Jesus spoke about. Let's read verse 8. Are you blessed? So me, I like to... See, I want to encourage you. When you live here, you know, we are going for prophetic convocation next week, right? I have a session. This week, I have a session on Saturday. When I go there, you will see the way I will preach. I will not preach like this. God, I will account for every one of you when we get to heaven. Everyone. So I don't play with what I tell you. So if I'm hard on you, it's because I know I have a boss. Some of you see me on Sunday, say, Pastor, go. Have I ever told any of you here that I also have an employer? Have you ever, please, if somebody is here and you we talked about, and I have said, I also have a boss I report to. I can't just close and go. Please, wave your hand. Okay, one. Any other person? Two. Huh? Even? I've said it in public. I have a boss. Sunday is my Monday. So you came to church. Me, I came to work. Many of us Christians, we have very poor work ethics. We are very poor, and we do it with tongues and Holy Ghost fire. We today I will come back for this one. A lot of us are lazy. The only thing we know how to do is dance. The brothers, the only thing they know how to do is to chat and watch movies. I will come. Okay, let's enter January. All those winning, all those things that we are doing, just fluffing, just early morning, 8-9 o'clock, you are chewing tobacco. It will stop. Tell your neighbor, get something to do. Say, okay, tell your neighbor, work hard. Some people have work, but they are not working hard. You have a shop, you won't resume there. You say, God will sell your... Say, God knows where my customers are. Okay. He knows, but he will not send them because you are not around. Either you put somebody in the shop or you wake up and get there. You show up there. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little is automatically faithful in much. It's not all this. I know when God takes me, God will not take you there. Even Satan will not allow you to get there. God and Satan will agree against one person. Why is this person so? Even me, when I was in heaven, I wasn't lazy like this. Satan will be telling God, even me, I wasn't lazy like this. Why do you want to bless him? And God will say, Lucy, you are right. You know, Lucy, sometimes when you talk, I remember those days. People go to the office. Let me leave this matter. Yes, because we are going to 14 verses. But I hope you get the drift. Eh? If there is no job, create one. You can start learning a lot of things on the computer, AI related skills. Start doing something. Don't wait for not somebody will say, and God just did it. God will not just do it. I was in my house. They just called me. Say, come now. Sometimes I wonder how God loves us. So like all these people that are mentioning my name, they don't know me. December 1, Happy New Month, Happy New Month. Hey, what is good about the month? Nobody should send me Happy New Month message again. I don't want to see. Don't send me prayers. I don't want to see your prayers. December 1, say as you enter the month. No, if you send it, I will block you. Taja, what are you selling? Tell us what you can sell. Don't tell me Happy New Month. Don't send prayer to your customer. They don't need your prayer. They need what you can sell. What can you offer us that will take us to the next level? I have these shoes. This shoe is 40,000. This shoe is good. We brought. Tell us what you have, not prayer. Leave that one for the pastor. Are you a pastor? Taja, tell your neighbor Taja. Same market. That's what your customer needs for. No, we have this thing. If you buy, like Pastor said now, if you are buying our product, you get 10% discount. Hey, talk to us. Don't say as you go into the month. Are you God? You know what will happen this month? say as you are going into the month. Hey, before you wake up, ATM, you see your phone. What are these people? Say they are praying. They are praying. All of them. Block. My new PA that is resuming now, that is one of the things I will give him. See, once he's the first of every month, anybody that pray this block. Verse 8. You have to be serious, so people won't waste your time. The chat, the message that they wanted to send you that will better your life, the prayers have pushed the message down. You can't even see it again. Madam, come and supply 100 bags of rice. You will never see it. They have prayed, push everything down. S-
Say, Pastor, I don't know why. Every time it's as if these enemies, come and see my WhatsApp. See how many messages. I don't respond to them. See this one. One message, oh, 918. I've not opened it. See this other one. 49. What is this? This one is 41. This one, 39. I don't be looking at it. I'll not open it. You forever, you'll be there. Me, I'll now sit down and be reading. Okay, where did the 900 message start from? Me, you are not. When you are ready, take your bag and come to Maryland. I'm not a WhatsApp pastor or a WhatsApp pastor. Meanwhile, some of you, you will send me a message. I will read it and respond, though. This one is 918. It will be there till next year, December. Verse 8. I don't know anything. When you are invited by any man to a wedding, this was, see, Jesus taught us how to respond in weddings. So, say, when you are invited to a wedding, he said, Jesus said, when you go for any occasion, don't look for the best seat. Because where you are coming from, I don't like that. I don't like this thing. You'll be doing your hand like this. Jesus said, as a Christian, even if you are the guest of honor, that when you are invited to a place, look for a normal seat. Go and sit down there. This is Jesus. So, it's not humility. This is what Jesus said you should do. One pastor, I was listening to him like a few weeks ago. There was a program they were doing in that church. His face was on the flyer. He came to the church, sat at the back. They did not know he was the one. They were expecting him to come in late. Then they will now usher him to the front. The man came, sat at the back. When they finished sharing the grace, the pastor said, is that not Reverend Chooks? Let's appreciate he was supposed to preach today. Let's just allow him to say a word. Meanwhile, all the pastors on the fly, they've been preaching a motivational message. They've been preaching all those things that the people like to hear. The pastor got up on your thing and said, before we share the grace, the Lord told me there are many demons here. They've been in the church for 3 hours or dancing. But now, just say a word. He said, God told me, I should cast out all these demons that are here. Say, can we all stand up on our feet? God said, I should cast. He said, lift up here. He said, Holy Ghost, send out all these demons. Pah, everybody. Bah, 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 bah. They started manifesting. And now it's past. So what have people been doing for 3 hours? Today is the third day of the program. You and demons, you are together. No quarrel. May you have eyes to know what is going on. The pastor sat at the back. Jesus said, don't put yourself, once you put yourself in a position of self-importance, you have limited how God can use you. Put up that scripture. Say, sit down. He said, when thou, go to the next verse. He that bade thee and him will come and say to you, stand up. This is not your seat. You may think you are important. Okay, you are the guest of honor, but there's a special guest of honor. Hallelujah. So stand up for the special guest of honor. Say, okay, sir, move to this. Then they'll move you from where Fumi is to the other side. Say, we'll soon call you now to give your speech. But go to that side. Then when you are coming, they just say, 2 minutes. You brought me here for 2 minutes. Say, just 2 minutes. His Excellency is in a hurry. It's okay. I greet all of you. Excellency, good evening. Take your mic. 2 minutes has finished. You go and sit down. Just greet everybody. Go and sit down. Because you don't know your place. This matter is so important. There are a lot of people, including Christians, who don't know their place. It's not about parties. You go to people who you should not advise. You are trying to advise them. You are sitting on a chair that is not yours. Who told you that advising is a ministry? You are not married. You want to give someone that is married marital advice. All these people that are online who believe they know what marriage should be. Have you ever heard of premium shege? Premium shege. They never show you before. There's one street in Wari where not only human beings, even animals drink. They drink alcohol. Yes. At 8 a.m. in the morning, you will see dogs. This is how they will lie down. On the floor, dog will lie down like this. Shouting, ooh, ooh, 8 a.m. Not, he's drunk. Wait till you not go see for Wari. You think I'm joking? I listened to the pastor who is in Wari. He said this. He said we they see for Wari, waiting people know they see for another. He said people they drink here. Dogs say they drink. 8 a.m. in the morning, people are going to, you see dog, you do like this. He's tired, drunk. Because you don't know your place. A lot of people have had issues because they went to their boss to advise them in the office. You don't know your place. Jesus said, when you go to any place, don't take the highest seat. Even though they told you you are the guest of honor, don't go to the meeting and say, yes, as the head of finance, as the head of the bank. No, you will lose that seat. You just came. Some people have been in that bank before you. Did you ask them what pursuit, what may, the last person that was given that title, did you bother to ask that, what happened to him? Maybe it was also, this kind of thing you are saying was what he said, and they fired him. This story is about marriages, weddings, but I am telling you, a lot of us are falling out of favor because we took seats that did not belong to us, and we tried to use the authority that was bestowed on that office when nobody was asking for your advice. And then you notice that the door of favor just shut against you. You just notice you are with the person, but you can't assess them. You are in the same room, but you can't, there's something blocking, you can't assess them. That door of favor has closed because you crossed the line. You have to be careful. For you to advise anybody, you must have a level of influence and authority to speak into that life. Even if you are right and that person is wrong, you can go the path of humility. You can choose the path of humility, not to try to exercise yourself. Truly what you are saying is right, but that door of favor will lock against you. Put up that scripture. Look at verse 11. Look at the Message translation. What I'm saying is, if you walk around with your nose in the air, do you know what that means? Walking around with your nose in the air. Huh? No. That's pride. Eh? Pompous. I don't know. Since I don't know, I thought this company would be a good company. I just got here like 2 months. I need to start looking for another job. These guys, I really just thought they would be like, there was some class. There's no class, but just talking like trash, you know. Can you see the way she talks? Our Yoruba accent everywhere. She said, you have to be poised, you know. You have to be poised, you know. It's not number. It's normal. One day you will speak English and your teeth will break. Because you want to be more British than the Queen of England. Have you ever asked yourself why they bring Indians from their country to the UK, IT engineers, and they don't change their accent? You went for 3 weeks vacation, staycation, whatever the occasion was, or the occasion. You went for 3 weeks, you came back, you started talking through your nose. I don't know, you know, just the way it is, you know. Just sometimes you just, you know. Okay. Fuel is 1.5, oh. Sure, you know. It will soon be 1.5. So, all these things will clear from your face. Somebody, one of my classmates, the bishop, is the bishop of Methodist Church, the youngest bishop in the Methodist Church, my friend. Being a bishop is not a small feat. You must have paid your dues. One day, he looked at me, he just said, see, you are such an interesting person. When I look at you, I know the joke to crack. That's why I make myself happy, because by nature I'm depressed. So I have to look for ways to make myself happy. When I look at the world philosophically, I can become depressed. I start remembering the quotations of Socrates and Plato. Dead people. Those are the people I fellowship with. Dead people, Socrates, be reading their words of wisdom. So before I become that Professor Lumumba, I quickly embrace Jesus Christ so that I will not become a philosopher that everybody will just abandon. Everything you just philosophy. Oh God, this is Nigeria. Corruption is a culture here. Jesus was saying, look, if you carry your nose in the air, truly, put up that scripture, truly you may be important too. It will not, oh God. He said, what I'm saying is, if you walk around with your nose in the air, you are going to end up flat on your face. Jesus is talking about pride here. Jesus says, when you see a man that comes in and he always wants to sit in the best seat, that man is a proud man. He may not even look like it, but he's a proud man. You see, I'm going to fall flat on your face. But if you are content with simply being yourself, you will become more than yourself. Why do we always feel tempted to want to give a wrong or a false impression about ourselves to people? I hope you know that all these things we are doing is packaging. All of us is packaging. I hope you know that when we finally marry, we will go back to our normal selves.
Okay.
You too, you believe that picture she puts on Instagram. That thing has been filtered to the 10th degree. That's not her face. So I saw you, I just connected with you. Come to Maryland, let my pastor see you. Do you know how many witches have come into this office to see me? One was here 3 weeks ago. She sat there beside you, Mama. That chair. Not that seat, that empty seat beside this, our mommy. That's where she sat in the service. And I was looking at her throughout. Whatever she came to do did not work anyway. Because I made sure she was in my office. Very young witch. Upcoming. If you know the things we see, if you are not called, you will be the one to run and leave the church for the witch. I just told the person, I said, don't come back. If you come back, hell will break loose. So, look at me. Say, cannot, okay, since you cannot look at me, go and never return. You want to operate in spiritual power and you are not humble. You make yourself humble deliberately. You do things just to remind yourself that you are a man. If you think it's easy, go and hold somebody's hand, let the person, without praying, let the person fall under them. That's the day you will know that it's not cheap. I know everybody's doing it. You go and try it and see. If you are lucky, you don't live with a slap or something. If you are lucky, you will now know that it's possible for somebody's hand to be a conductor of raw power. And the power moves when you want it to move. So if you are a custodian of that kind of grace, you have to be deliberate. Because sometimes, even though you are anointed, you can be making mistakes. It will take somebody besides, Pastor, that thing you did is wrong. And for you to be able to say, I didn't know, I will change. You have to put, Jesus is saying, look, no matter who you are, you may be important, they give you the eyes. If you are proud, you will come down eventually. So this is what Jesus is saying. No room for pride. Please tell your neighbor, no room for pride. Verse 12. Let's round up. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not your friends, nor your brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors. Look at all the people Jesus counseled. And look at what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, if you invite people that you know, your friends, what are they going to do? They will also invite you, right, to their own parties. And then you two, you come and eat. Two, give four. So I'm not owing you again. Mama Preshi invited you. You two, when you are doing your own, you invited her. So no, nothing. We are okay. Who did Jesus say we should invite? Go to the next verse. He said, go and invite people who never get invited. Misfits. Oh, put this back in New King James or King James. I want us to finish quick. He said, call poor people. This is Jesus. So somebody, this one is not a motivational message. Please hear what I'm saying. Because some people now we say, Muhammad too is preaching this. This one is not the one Muhammad is preaching. This one is not Buddha. That say if you do many good things, when you are coming back to this life, you will not come as an ant. You will come back as a prince. If you what you did was not good enough, you can come back as a cow. So that's what they are teaching their people. Look at what Jesus is saying. This is our Lord. He said, invite the poor, the maimed, people who are invalid, the lame, the blind. Jesus said, if we decide to do a party here now, we should go to Mende, invite people who are living in the slum. That's what Jesus said. And all of us should contribute to feed them. Say amen. Amen. That's Jesus for you. Do you still like him? Yeah. When last did you help someone? Since fuel became 1,000, when last did you pay somebody's transport fare? We will not go to Mende until you answer that question. You see, when you think you don't have, is when Jesus wants you to give. Yes. When you don't have, is when Jesus wants you to what? To give. Everybody can give. Everybody has something to give. Everybody. God, if you can give this job, shakapa, shapa, shapa. Okay. Go to your room. Or, you know, some of you are here now. You have one part of your wardrobe. It's not arranged. You just keep putting the clothes. Do you know that part? Do you know what I'm talking about? You remember? There's one that has anger. There's the other side. You know what I'm talking about. Don't let me use prophecy. You know what I'm talking about. That side. When you get home, Saturday morning, when your eye will be clear, bring all the clothes out. We'll go and give someone. Say amen. That's what Jesus said. You know, you always tell your friend that you don't have clothes. So now I want to make it so. You will not have clothes again. Go and bring out all those things. We want that place to be clean. Arrange your Bible there. Jesus said, invite the lame. Invite people. Look, when you go to the office, look at some of your colleagues. Some of them, they are not really okay. They are just managing. Just say, come, Alpha, what's up? Take 1,000. So anything I say here is not for aggrandizement, too. Because Jesus said something. If you help somebody, like give them something, and you make it public, you have lost your reward. So, okay, let me lose the reward for this one. But let me just tell you. But why I'm telling you this story is because I want you to learn. There's a man who has children in university. Like, he's not a small person. Huh? He's, when you see him, he's vast. When you hear him talk. But he came to me. I was starting the car. He just came to me and said, Baba, me, how far? Money, more. So how far now? You know, she weekend for our boys then. That I should do weekend for him. And I said, that's okay. Jesus is faithful. Jesus taking care of you. He said, no, not Jesus. I said, my, nothing say it's small, though. Just do weekend for your boys. I said, I just laughed. I started my car. Because we are friends. I just laughed. I said, this man is just psyching me. As I was going, I said, maybe the guy actually means it, too. I just thought about that. Maybe he means it too. I just looked at my post. I had 1,000. I said, about Egbaile. A man of almost 60, he went on his knees. I said, Kalut Sataya. Bada. That's when it occurred to me that maybe all these children is sponsoring to school. He has not even eaten. Like this guy has children like that have graduated. In publico, like he went to, like he's not a woman. You are not a woman. Like, why would you go? 1,000. But he was properly dressed. He came to do something there. But I know him. Hey, I just said no. That was when I realized that when he was psyching me, he actually needed the money. Because even where he lives, if he leaves that location, he will need like that 1,000 to go back home. So maybe we'll use the money to transport himself back. But for him, God has answered his prayer. So when you go back, don't join those people who are saying Nigeria is bad. Always look for opportunity to bless people. That 1,000 is enough. Just bring 500 now. Just bring it. As I'm talking, just bring it out. You are going to give it to somebody tomorrow morning. Let's look at what Jesus said. Go to the next verse. Let's round up here. And I assure you, when you start giving 500 now, then God will promote you. Start giving 1,000. Then he will promote you again. Start giving 2,000. I know you want me to say the promotion is a miracle sign and wonder. The promotion is that you start giving more. Sometimes when you give, you don't have anything again in your pocket, but you still give it. You will be a happy giver. Say amen.
Amen.
Happy giver. Some of you cannot even remember last time you helped somebody. Forget about money. Help. I have my family members, babies, so young babies. It's the only time they send their message. Hello, Uncle Benga. It's when they need money. And me too. I don't have WhatsApp again, so. Okay. Once I see you, hello, Uncle Benga. I know what you want. I will not read your message. And if you are watching now, that's what you are the one I'm talking to. Oh yeah, give me that scripture. You cannot be dancing on TikTok and on Instagram, man. You need money. You don't need money. My doctrine does not support those kind of things. If you want to dance, that means you have gotten your independence. I'm not saying you should not dance, but if you, that person now is hearing me, if you want to dance, you put this thing, dress in a very funny way, and you want to dance, that's your career.
Okay.
Look at what Jesus said. He said, when you help those, my wife is laughing. Kura. You have to be a Kura. If not, you just wake up one day, you will not have anything again in your life. Solve everybody's problem. You will not have anything. And you shall be blessed. See what Jesus said, though. You shall be blessed. The word blessing there means supernaturally empowered to prosper. That's what it means to be blessed. In the scriptures, supernaturally what? To prosper. When you are blessed, you don't care about what you wear. Like, you just wear, but it's not really, it's not, it's, you just wear dress according to your mood. It's not because you want to impress anybody. He said, for they cannot pay you back. They cannot recompense you. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the righteous. So there will be a reward here, and there will be a reward. That means every time you release your faith to help somebody, release your faith to help somebody. God said he will keep that record. You will forget, but he will not forget. That when Jesus comes back in his kingdom, he will bring out that file. When I was hungry, you fed me. You will not remember. This is 1,000. Me, I did not forget. Some of you here that give your tithe, you honor the Lord. Some of you don't know what your tithe is doing. Yes. If I give the mic to people now, people that in this church, medical bills, school fees, money, is it even the refuge house, hospital B, hey, that we just, Pastor Kwai is there, we just keep food, and you go and ask, go and price, I think about rice, 100,000 now, go 120, today's price is 120, I heard it in the news. So when you give somebody something that they can eat and feed their family, so you will get to heaven tomorrow and God will say, you sponsored 5 people, 10 people to, you know, you say, me, I don't know. I say, when you gave to your church, that money was used. So Satan is the only one that will tell you not to give. But I hope you know, if you are also serving Satan, the first thing he will ask for is for your mother. Say, give me the person you love the most. In the spirit realm, giving is a law. It's a law. Even Satan, they collect. Policemen collect. Road safety collect. VIO collect. President of Nigeria collect. If God, there's all of you should be paying 1,000 naira for road work. My own car. 1,000. Or God, you want to do 1,000? He said, we should pay. And I paid. It's my president. And I love my president. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. I know I shared a story. See, when you live here today, greed will leave your heart. If you don't have, it's a different thing, you know. If the Lord says don't give, you must don't give that person. But there must be those moments where your heart is just open and you just want to assist somebody. Not because you want to be blessed, though, but because you obey the words of Jesus. The other time I had a problem in my school. And I think I told that story here about one old woman in my school that I said I normally go and sit down with her. Me, I like old people. Because they don't have time for all this rubbish that my generation is doing. He saw me. My son. I pray for you. He said, I thought about you. She used to be a Muslim before she became a Christian. It was affliction that brought her to Christ. All that thing. Jesus is not the Son of God. A lot of bimo. How can God have a wife? You never see. They never show you. When they show you, you pack all those things. Put for one side. Say, I beg. Now, pastor, he say, God, make your pastor pray. He say, you accept. You say, I accept. Pray now. My daughter needs to be delivered. The woman, it was premium shege that brought her to Christ. She used to dress, wear all those things. When Jesus, when life happened, she removed the things, started going on mountain, go to CAC, VG every day. When I saw her, she said, and I thought of you, that it's been a while, though. Hey, you thought of me. You thought of me. Say, I even prayed. You prayed for me. Asimala Kabodia. You prayed for me. I first counted money. You give me money. She started praying. She did not know that what brought me there that day was a very serious problem. Very serious problem that I did not even know what I was going. Like, the doors were closed. In public, she stood up, removed her shoes, started praying. As I was feeling the anointing, I said, Mama, give me your account number. Give me your account number. She said, I know the girl a lot. I said, Mama, forget a lot. Give me your account number. Well, give me your child's account. I hazard the thing. I send the thing. Brethren, when that woman prayed, God hear, I be pastor, but now that woman pray, God hear, Hey, open your eyes, my people. This woman is not dragging pulpit with me. She's not claiming to know Luke chapter 40. She said she thought of me in the middle of the night. She started praying. There was one other woman with her, elderly woman, down to say, my mama, she said, you were there when I was saying this, my son. He said, yes. I said, you too. It's true. I said, give me. I gave her money. You confirmed the information. Take. Gave her money. As I was going, I thought of my mom. I said to my mom too. If you block me that day, you collect. You collect money. You block me. Can I shock you? It's not that I had plenty money, but I made sure that one I had, I finished it. This prayer is too hot. It's too hot. I came back to that place 1 week after. They said they've solved the problem. I didn't do anything. You can. Everybody has something to give. Prayer. You can pray for people. Pray. Wake up at night. Pray. God bless this pastor. He has helped me. Bless him. This matter not go finish. Just go home and try it. Jesus said, those who practice these things, they will be blessed. Jesus said it. So if you believe Jesus, then go and practice it. When you are preparing your, when you collect your next side, prepare like 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 that you used to just, you know, here, 500, 1,000, 2,000, just, don't worry, just be spreading it. Let's pray. Father, let the spirit of your word enter our heart. May we be transformed. Make us crazy givers. Make us a source of blessing to those around us. May we not be proud. Give us a humble heart. A heart that loves. A heart that gives. Help us to give forgiveness. Help us to help our friends. Help us to help those that are far away from us. Make us a source of blessing. Give us resources so that we can become your bank on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen.